button is what I'm saying. Okay, you have a button.
We are now recording. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we're going.
Okay. Fun,
see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Lynn. All right. Now we can call the meeting to order. We have everyone on.
Yes, we have everyone but Julia, who already told us she won't be here. So I think you're clear for takeoff.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Do we have any public comment on non-agenda items?
No, we have no one signed up or present to comment.
I think we could comment on Todd Jones' sweatshirt for sure.
Yeah.
That is unique.
Well, maybe we should comment on his personality as long as we're commenting on his sweatshirt.
If you want to talk about Todd's attire, I meant to mention to him last night when I saw him that, you know, counselor, you were really rocking that holiday cardigan or vest, holiday vest or whatever it was. That was something special.
I call it the 14 sweaters of Christmas. So.
I was going to say, being a teacher, my guess is you have a whole collection. So
yeah, I do indeed.
Wonderful. Well, we now have enough people, members here to approve the meeting notes. If everyone has had a chance or wants to take a moment to look at those. From 10/14/21. And when I click on it, it says page not found.
Oh, fantastic. That has been happening a lot and I don't know why. Oh, you're right. Mine does the same thing. Awesome. So that means you guys probably haven't seen them yet, huh?
No.
We did see them. Didn't they come with the agenda?
I don't think I sent them.
I think you sent the agenda, but it's a link on the agenda.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry. You know what? That was my mistake. You don't have any agenda minutes. You already approved the October agenda minutes, and that was supposed to be the November agenda minutes, but I hadn't completed them. So I crossed them. So you actually don't have any minutes to approve this time. I've been with a lot of CAGs and I'm getting them all mixed up right now. So I have to like make sure to put them all in the same, you know, all in their proper, you know, silo.
Yeah.
Okay. I said that was a misdirect on my part.
Yeah, Lynn has the really painful job of managing all the notes and minutes, planning commission, all the CAGs. I can't imagine. So thank you, Lynn.
Well, we will delay, since we don't have the November minutes, we'll do that in January is what I'm assuming. Okay. So next on the agenda is the discussion of the year-end report. Chris, if you want to go through over that.
Yeah, I'll just give you a quick prompt. So I did send out the sort of initial, not even a draft, just sort of the beginnings of the report. As I mentioned in that email, I didn't fill in accomplishments, challenges, or issues, which kind of is goal setting, the issues or feedback. It's not really my place. I'll do all the work. I just want you guys to give me the information to fill in. I just filled in the committee, the chair, the vice chair, and then our meeting dates and times. But from there, it's totally up to you guys. And Chair Eilis, if you guys want to have a discussion, I can take notes. And also, I'm completely open to everyone just sending me edits, track changes, and I can compile. And they're due. We don't really have a date. We were given a range sort of mid December-ish. So if I get feedback within the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 days, I can compile it and send it out to you guys for a last review if you'd like. Totally up to you guys.
Yeah, Shannon.
I did email Julia because I told her that she could, because on our CCI meeting, we're doing them kind of by email because we're not meeting. So I said if she had any comments, she could email them. And so I don't know if you guys saw that or not, or if she just sent it to me.
I don't think I saw it. Yeah.
Okay, so I can read what she said if you want.
Great.
Okay, so she said, for the accomplishments, supported local businesses in the second year of a global pandemic through review and recommended approval of CARES Act funding, review of local city codes for food cart pods, subsequent recommendations for code items to include Westland's food cart codes, supplied city council with wish list criteria for hiring a new Westland business economic development director position. And then for challenges, she said not meeting in person for 2 years in a row and EDC wasn't utilized to the best of their ability to help city council with agenda items. Feels like we spent months and months on each item, and when items were finally implemented by the city, our recommendations weren't included. Feel like we're spinning our wheels.
Hey Shannon, can you email that to me, please?
Sure.
Thank you. And we'll make sure to add those onto the list.
That was very extensive. That was great. I think I would add on that the discussion of middle housing and recommendations that we gave for that. Seems like a pretty extensive list. Was there anything else that you would like to see added?
Well, I guess one of the things, question, I don't know if this would be a challenge or a goal, but when I was looking at the economic development documents, the plan, I don't think has been updated since 2015. So to me, that would certainly be something, I mean, it's both a challenge and also I would assume a goal, that and also making a new staff position as effective as possible would be too.
Last week, Shannon, I think it was probably soon after you left, we talked to, I brought up that I thought it'd be really good if this committee had some mentoring on how the city gets money from taxes, from the county and the like. We really need I think we need to become little mini experts on knowing where the money's, how it gets to us, you know, from the taxing to the like. I don't think we can be we don't have that foundation. I think I certainly don't have it. I don't know if the rest of you feel like you do, but I think it'd be a nice a goal to get some help with that pretty quickly in the new year.
Yeah, and John, to that point, I did speak to Lauren. She's our director of finance here in the city, and she pointed me toward the budget, which I think I linked in the agenda with some the pages where the revenue is expressed in our budget. But she and I chatted a little bit about having her attend and kind of discuss some of that stuff with us and walk through it a little bit, answer some questions. So it may not be as extensive a training as we're talking, but it might be a start in getting.
Yeah, got to start. We don't know what, I don't know what I don't know, you know.
I know, right? Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
That'd be great. That'd be a great starting point. Because right now they're just numbers to me. I don't, I'm really curious about where they go, where they come from, whether it's, you know, I can't do it all because it's that we can figure out where it's coming from, where it's spent.
If yeah.
Exactly. Know how, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks.
I don't know if it would really be an accomplishment since we just started on it, but looking at the equity report, to me that would be more of a goal since there were a lot of areas that were left very vague in the report, and really looking at what recommendations we can make to address those areas of need that were in the report. And making, you know, encouraging that diversity of businesses here in Westland.
Got it.
Don, were you, did you have something? It looked like you were.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I muted when I didn't intend to, but I don't know if we want to get this granular, but we had talked about the LGPA and the fact that the next time we thought Westland could be more prepared to derive benefit from that. So that might be a goal that we could put on there.
Yeah, it's a great goal.
Got it.
Chris, is there anything you see that we may have overlooked?
No, I think one issue, and I swore to myself I wasn't going to talk very much tonight. I would just say is, you know, we did have, we met 7 times. 4 of those were sort of, 2 were totally canceled for quorum. 2 were not official meetings because we didn't have a quorum. And 1 time was that we were just short staffed. I was the only planner on staff, and it was just a really difficult time. And I think we have quorum issues and a little bit of a turnover issue on the EDC. And I think part of that goes back to not having clear and concise direction on what we're supposed to be doing and where we're going. Some of that would be solved from council, and some of that may be solved when we have a coordinator or whatever the business support specialist is. So I think that's an issue that we should at least attach in there, that we will probably continue to see some turnover and some lack of quorum if we just are meeting to chat for 90 minutes once a month. Just an opinion.
I agree. I was just looking at that list, and it's when you look at it, I could have sworn we met more than that. But you look at it and go, nope. So I think having that direction and being able to provide, having something from the council come to us, so there's things we can make recommendations on and talk through. I think the code was an excellent example that Shannon led us through. Having that process to be able to go through and provide some value back to the council, I think, is really important. So I would love to see, and I don't know how, since I'm fairly new on this committee, I don't know how that has been done in the past, or what is a way of strengthening that connection.
So in the past, it's been a bit of a broken system. We turn in what we want our goals to be in December, and sometime in January and February, council meets and does retreats to work on their goals, and those roll out sometime in March. 3 months into the year, still waiting for those goals. And one of the issues, in my opinion, has been, I think it was the year before last, there were 56 goals. Well, I don't know about you guys, but if I write out a to-do list and there's 56 items on it, you gotta be kidding me. I'm gonna take my top 5 and put them down and hope I can knock them out, right? Like, it's just like, so I think there's just been this, and I'm very, very hopeful and much more positive thinking about what this council, no pressure, Todd, is going to come up with over the next month or so for our goals. In fact, they've asked us to not actually give them what we want our goals to be, but what we think the issues are that we should be looking at. And then they can kind of help formulate the goal around what we think the important issues are for us to work on.
Hey, Chris, were any of these goals, did they even trickle down to this committee? Were assigned?
So, John, you bring up a good point. Not really. They in the past, they get posted on the website. And but Todd, you want to comment on that?
No, you can finish your thought there, Chris, and then I'll chime in.
No, that was it. I think what there's a bit of a disconnect, John, in that.
Yeah.
And I've been a proponent for a long time of, why don't we just start with one really good goal that we can divide up and work on? And I guarantee you, if you give us a goal that's reasonable, we can divide it up and crank it out in a year or less. And then let's worry about goal two later. I'd rather get one really good thing done than four things half done. That's just kind of the way I roll. But so no, there's a disconnect. Todd, go ahead.
Thank you, Chris. Sorry, we're near the kitchen, so I'm moving away from kitchen.
We're moving.
Excuse me.
This is a very active meeting today. For some of us.
I appreciate these questions. I will say that in the most recent goal session that council had in April, there is one very specific goal that we had that I advocated for, and that is to hire this new business support and economic development coordinator. Right. And then based on that goal set in April, I advocated for establishing this position during our budgetary process in May. We now have that position approved. We have a job description, we have a salary range, and I hope to be working with the city manager and the deputy city manager to get that announcement out as quickly as possible. Now, to get back to goals, I've been quite intentional because I want your goals to be your goals. But for what it's worth, I will chime in and respond to one thing I heard. I heard Mr. Williams say, I heard Don say that we have not had an updated economic development plan since 2015, correct, Don? And, what I would love to see this year, and I'm not speaking for the council, I'm just one counselor speaking for me, but I would love to see this group work with our new hire to chart that out. To say, this is a very intentional forward-looking plan for how we want to support the businesses that are here and how we want to think about how we sustain and grow a thriving service sector, employment sector here to support our citizens. And I've got my own ideas on if I were your business development, economic development business board coordinator, I have my own ideas on how I would go about working with you to build that plan, very specific ideas. And I'll be happy to share those ideas with you and with this new hire. But again, I'm reluctant to dive into those details right now because I don't want to be the counselor telling you what to do. I want to learn from you and support you. But there are some very specific concrete things that I can envision this group doing this year that I think would be rather invigorating, whether it's national best practices or things we get from the League of Oregon Cities or the things we learn from our compatriots in the other small suburb towns here in South Metro. I think there's a whole lot we can learn about what's already happening around the state and around the region and around the country that we could say, which of those things apply to a community like West Lynn. And by the end of the year, I think if we had a plan in place to direct the work of this new hire, I think that would be a huge accomplishment. I do want to reiterate something that Chris Myers said earlier, though. I have no interest in seeing you meet just to meet. And even though there is a Thursday of each month when you're asked to meet, if we don't have any moving things to do on the agenda, my recommendation is respect your time and not have a meeting that month. My hope is that when we have our hire in place and when we have someone whose only job is to focus on supporting our business and developing our economy, I think we'll have some meaningful work to do on a regular basis.
I think one comment I would make to what Todd was just saying is we finally have a council that is starting to attach budget to goals. And I think in the past, that's been a real problem where, to Don's point, we need a new and update on the economic development opportunities plan. It costs money. And so we either need to figure out what are things that staff aren't going to do, if that's going to supersede those things, or who are we hiring and how much do we have to hire someone to go do it for us? And without that, it's just not going to happen. These things cost money, whether it's a plan or what, you get my point. So I think we're finally at a place where this council sees that and is starting to help make that connection. And that's really important. A simple, a plan like that opportunities analysis from 2015, that was probably a $30,000 or $40,000 tab. And we don't have time here at the staff level. So, you know, we have to invest if we need those, want those things.
Is it fair to say that hiring this developer is going to be that staff person?
I think that's probably the hope. Okay. Is certainly that they'll be able to handle something like that. But I would also say that I think that's certainly out of my purview to make those decisions. But
so are we going to get a sneak peek into what the economic developer, I'll just use that as an easier economic development coordinator, you know, the city hire. Are we going to get a sneak peek into expectations by looking at the listing, the posting, what the job is? What the council's hope expecting this person to be able to do?
Yeah, I mean that is public information, and the posting's out there somewhere. The description's out there.
Chris, I think that's a fabulous idea. Could you or Lynn forward the job description?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it'd be wonderful for council and the city manager and HR to get feedback from this group on that draft that I've seen. Matter of fact, hang on. I think I have it. I do have it. Hang on. I don't think I have. Lynn, are you with us?
I think she left for the evening. Okay.
Chris, is there one magic email address that I can type in that sends it to all these people, or shall I just send it to you right now and you can forward it to the crew?
You can do it either way. There's also a couple emails today that you can reply to that all of us are on, but you can also send it my way.
Okay.
Did you find it? What's the title?
I'll do it right now.
Okay.
If I recall correctly, it's called Business Support and Economic Development Coordinator.
So Todd, while you're looking, is this what the city counts? How does it work that this application go? Who writes the? I assume there's some sort of bullets or something like that. Who writes this? I mean, who's the drafting this? Is it under the purview of this city manager, the council? I'm curious.
For the job description or the analysis?
For the job description.
John, I've had no role in it and neither does council. So I can only presume that it's John Williams, the deputy city manager who oversees community development and economic development falls within his purview. I can only guess it's Alyssa Preston, our human resource director, in partnership with John Williams and perhaps Jerry Gabriel Latos, the city manager as well. My guess would be it's probably John and Alyssa. But that is a guess.
So I guess I'm hung up on just a little bit. Is there something that what we're looking for? Is this the actual, I'm trying not to be tired here. It's been a long day, but this is the job posting we're going to look at, right? And what we're telling the applicant they're looking for, right? Or what we're looking for in them. Okay. Is there also a city thing? What we're looking for, is it one and the same, or is this it?
Not sure I understand that question.
So is there something, you know, there's a document we're going to get here, which is the job posting. Is there another document over here from the city talking about this position that council made, Todd, or is it, or basically the one, is this posting kind of the guideline of what the economic development person's going to be? He or she is going to cheer. He is
John. I'm not listening right now because I'm in the middle of sending the email. So just know that my ears are not tuned into you.
The answer from my perspective is that really what you're talking about is council approved hiring a position as a business support specialist, sort of the economic development coordinator type position. They approve how much can be spent on said position based on recommendations from the city manager and human resources. The job description that Todd is sending over or out to us is what we have right now. There's no other documents around the position.
Okay.
If it's going to look like any other government job posting, it's going to be pretty descriptive of what they're looking for.
That's what I'm hoping. Yeah. So part of what I'm thinking with this, if you know, right from the beginning, boy, if we really want to add, if we're serious about being a true committee and meeting and having a meaningful thing, why we, I think we, I'd love to be able to say on there, on that posting, work with the Economic Development Committee.
No, it already, it is, I believe, in the job description.
Right.
Send it to us that it is, they will take over my role and they will be the liaise from the city to the EDC.
Okay.
I think it says that in here.
And is it posted now where they're starting the search, or are they at that point yet?
That is a good question. Hold on.
I'm pretty certain it is not currently posted.
Yeah, it's not posted yet.
I mentioned this to Todd, but I'll mention it to you guys too, is that when we were trying to get funding for Main Street, and we were looking into the different ways Main Street gets funding, one of the ways Main Street gets funding is having it be a person that works inside the city instead of hiring an executive director. It's a city employee. And so I don't know if either one of our previous Main Street, Noel is who I was thinking, who was our previous Main Street manager, who was really good, and or the current one, as long as she was continuing to do work for Main Street, might be a good candidate for the position. But I don't know if that's possible with the way the city works, if they wanted to keep it separate or not. But just my thoughts.
Yeah, somebody's done, yeah, that knows our community and has done something. I see it'd be very valuable to have somebody that did kind of what Mr. Jones said a few minutes ago, and that is they, as an ideal, not for this candidate, but as for this candidate, I would love to see somebody who has worked with the legal-oriented cities or worked with smaller cities and has actually done work with the, you know, perhaps even the legislature or, you know, with a business background. I mean, I would be asking too much, but I think there's probably, well, there's got to be other cities in Oregon. There's got to be other cities our size around the U.S. that have the same lack of a kind of a business tax base, and they're doing things and making, you know, their place pop a bit. And I'd love to be, you know, I'd love to find somebody that's kind of good with that type of thing.
Well, I also suggested to Todd, the Portland State has a urban studies and masters of public, Masters in Urban Studies and Masters in Public Administration program. And most of the students in that are people who are already working in government, either local government or for the state. And it's a really good program, especially, well, both of them are. And so I'm a little bit biased, but that would be a good source of recruiting, I think, as well.
Yeah, it sure would.
Yeah, I'm biased as well, Don. That's where I got my master's.
Oh, okay.
In the urban
my wife and I both did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don and Chris, excuse the interruption, or anyone on the group, does anyone know someone there that you could send this directly to them and encourage them to get it into the right channels?
Chris, you may have more current contacts than I do, because I graduated in 1981, but I mean, I could certainly find out. I still have some old professors I have a contact with, and yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be hard. And I think they'd jump at getting something like that, a job posting.
Yeah, and I can send it over to some professors that I know and that are still in the program. So sure, absolutely.
Thank you. Excuse me if we got off on a tangent there, Shannon, if you want to kind of get us back to our year-end report.
No, that's all right. I think that's an important part of it, that we do strongly want to be involved in that process. So it'll be helpful to have the job description. As far as, is there anything else? See, I was trying to write notes. You know, I think my, as a final goal of just proactive, more proactive projects, I came in midstream when the committee was already working on the codes to allow the food trucks. And that was very satisfying to see that work being done. And now I don't know where it is in the process, but you can see it tangibly move. You know, are there other coding issues? Are there other things that are preventing businesses from flourishing in our city that we could work on? You know, I've already seen, I saw another business go out because the rent got too high. And that just seems to be a common issue. The, what was the name of the Blue Sky? Blue Sky? That's not right. A Chinese restaurant across from Sky. What is it?
Ocean Sky.
Ocean Sky. Thank you. I always want to call it Blue Sky and it's not. It's Ocean Sky. But seeing them lose their lease, and that has been a significant part of our community for a long time. So seeing things like that have to leave, the displacement of businesses because of the change in the post office, which, you know, in the end needed to be done. But are there things that we can be doing to move the needle for businesses to flourish? And I don't know the answer to that, but I would love us to be doing more projects like that. Yeah, Russell.
So one of the, I think Shannon's the only one that's been around from the beginning when I started advocating for rent relief, but it wasn't more in the sense of grants or forced rent relief. It was just more of a market approach, supply and demand. We don't have very much supply, so demand is high, and then the rents go way up. So I've always suggested that we put emphasis on rezoning Highway 43 if we were to find a spot that would work for increased capacity of business. Seems that Highway 43 is ripe for development, and readjusting the code along that route in order to increase supply to relieve demand so that rents can be reasonable.
Yes. I agree 100%.
Me too. And we also looked, we started to do it, but then, you know, we were told this is one of those things where it's a disconnect between what we want to do as a group and what council goals are. And so we started working on rezoning. We first decided to tackle up over by Sunset Market and adding some more mixed use zoning up there, because it's already kind of a, you know, a little pocket of commercial that would have been easier than like 43. And then we got shut down because it wasn't something in council's goals, so we weren't allowed to work on it anymore. But we tried to work on it. So if we want to put it in there again, we can try and work on it again.
43 is actually, rezoning 43 is actually still an active docket project for the council. It's just a matter of capacity to get to it. One of the challenges is that when House Bill 2001, 2003 are coming down, you know, those are state mandated and they have a hard deadline. So a lot of stuff has to be set aside, because if we miss the deadline, we get the model code and everyone will basically come to City Hall and run us out of town. So it is on there. In fact, I was talking to Darren, our planning manager, about it this afternoon. We've got about three things we got to knock off the list, and then we want to tackle 43. It's going to be challenging conversations, no doubt about it. Transportation is going to become a very hot topic because it's already tough down there. But I think at some point I'm 100% in agreement that we need to rezone that. Personally, I think that's mixed use, so that we can do mixes of residential and retail, or residential and commercial, I should say. It doesn't have to be retail. But we don't have to look much further north than Lake Oswego to see the success of doing some of those things. Creating spaces that people want to go to.
I was going to point out, and there's only two more years before they put the toll, and that Highway 43 is just going to become worse.
Yeah.
And so to your point in the very beginning of the meeting, Chris, you said there's 50 some goals. If we make Highway 43 itself one entire goal, then it's going to be extremely arduous, right? So if we break it into smaller pieces and maybe put that on the our goal setting or whatever we're setting up, say, okay, let's do from one section, one side, break it up into four pieces or something along those lines.
That's great.
The other thing I've been bugging it for a while with EDC is that we need like a tourism video like other cities have. We have like no tourism video. And now that we have these cool lights that were singing to me tonight very loudly, something else we could add to the video.
That's true.
You know, yeah, Shannon, I think that's I think that's a fair point. And I think that I don't know. I think we're on the right. So let me back up. One thing, Russell, to your point, one of the challenges for 43 will be transportation. And we don't have anyone on staff at City Hall because it's a specialty that can do transportation engineering at that level. So some of what we're talking about would actually need to be money spent on consultants because we can't just make decisions on rezoning based on, well, the traffic will be a little worse, but we'll deal with it. We actually need professionals to come out and say, this is what your traffic will look like if you do X, Y, and Z. And then we as citizens and the council can make informed decisions about it. So I'm all in. I just think we have to step back and say some of the stuff has legitimate potential nasty consequences and we need to be fully aware of those. And so it costs money, and that goes back to connecting dollars to goals. We can work on 43. We can talk about rezoning, which I think is great, but at some point we need to actually bring in experts who can help us, because if you make a mistake, it could be very problematic.
So maybe I misunderstood, but I thought that we couldn't really control transportation on 43 because it was a state highway.
It's not about controlling it. It's about understanding what the ramifications of your decision-making process will be. So we pick one site and decide it's no longer single family residential on the west side of 43 for this quarter mile, half mile. It's going to be zoned mixed use or commercial. What does that mean? What is it going to do? Because what you're going to get are a lot of people coming out saying, wait a minute, it's already horrible. You can't do any more. So you hire experts who can come out and say, well, yes, this is how many more trips a day you're going to see. This is when you're going to see them based on averages, however they do their calculations. So that's the kind of information and data we would need to make for someone to make, for council to make informed decisions.
Chris, is there, you know, the states, the transportation with the toll road and stuff like that, forcing traffic on 43, is there any mechanism we can say, you need to state, show us what the traffic implications are going to be on Highway 43, because it majorly affects our well-being in West Lynn? And they be
part of their process will be to look at arterial roadways and what they think the traffic will look like if tolls are in place. But I think we have to kind of
on their radar, you know, like maybe earlier on than others. You know, how do we?
It is on their radar. Okay. They are hearing it from the county. They're hearing it from the city.
Okay, good.
However, ODOT is a behemoth of an agency, and they're listening, but only to a point. And we don't tell ODOT what to do. They don't listen to that.
Yeah. I think the word you
That's
were
like me saying, hold on, I need to call Joe Biden real quick and tell him what to do. You know, it just doesn't happen that way.
Yeah.
So they're moving forward on their facility. There will be, you know, for, I guess, lack of a better term, collateral damage to the decision they're going to make. They are supposed to do some analysis of what that they think that will look like on some of our facilities. Again, Russell's point, Highway 43 isn't ours, it's ODOT's, although they don't want it. And they'd be happy if we took it off their hands. In fact, it was offered at one time and $6 million and was turned down. That was Clackamas County's decision about 8 years ago. ODOT offered full ownership and $6 million cash and county said no. So here we are. It's a really complicated topic. It's a really complicated issue. And Russell, going back to your point, I think rezoning Highway 43, we need more commercial spaces, we need more retail, and we also need more housing. And we need more housing that's not like my house or like Todd's house or Shannon's house. Or you know, we need more housing on transit lines, Highway 43. So it's an important corridor, and I don't think we utilize it the way we should. And so anyway, I'm just saying we would need to hire experts to talk about what that transportation would look like if we were to rezone and allow X, Y, and Z.
Shannon, would one other potential goal be, I look at what's happening since I lived in Oregon City for many years down with the falls and with the tribes and the city, and trying to coordinate or at least research what implications there could be, positive implications there could be for West Lynn with that, because it's going to be bringing a lot of people to Oregon City, and West Lynn certainly has, you know, as part of the falls and with the historic locks and that, is there anything in light of what they're doing that we could hitchhike with that?
Question.
At least we could
portion of
put as a goal research what possibilities there are to hitchhike with I'm using vernacular, but hitchhike with Oregon City on their development of the falls.
Yeah, Don, I mean that's a topic that you know, for me personally, I've been talking about this for years and years. Back in 2014, I think it was, Metro granted us $250,000 to study the transportation impacts around Arch Bridge and what that would look like. That was met with some pretty wild and nasty resistance. Shannon's smiling right now because she remembers it. I remember it was my first meeting in West Lynn as a Metro, a planner at Metro, and have never been involved in anything like that before. It was fury and chaos for free money. People hated the idea. They thought Metro was gonna make us do a bunch of stuff. So we turned down the $250,000 and never did a study down there. Again, it's kind of like what I'm talking about on 43. Arch Bridge, there's not a lot of room down there. It's a beautiful area and it's completely underutilized. There's a lot of cool stuff that we could do, but we do need someone to come in and say, hey, let's take a look at the larger concept, you know, the larger area and what that means and what that would look like and what we would need to do to solve transportation issues. Because let's be honest, the Arch Bridge is tiny. You know, I drive my F-150 pickup over there and I crawl across like 12 miles an hour. I'm afraid I'm going to knock my mirrors off. It's not even a big truck. So those are issues that I'm hoping we as a citizenry and a council and committees are ready to embrace and say, it's probably time to take a look at that. That's just my opinion, but there's no harm in studying it. It doesn't mean we're doing anything other than gathering data to make informed decisions. It's kind of the end of Highway 43, right? That's your bookend in West Lynn to the other side in Lake Oswego. Well, that seems to be part of the whole concept, right?
Yeah. Is that something we would discuss and provide input in, or is that something council would do? That seems like a big project, but
that's a big topic. I don't know. If Todd wants to get reelected, he may not want to bring that up. but if he doesn't want to get reelected, maybe he does want to bring it up. I'm kidding. I think maybe times are changing and things are shifting. I know John Floyd, one of our other planners, he's been working on Old City Hall and doing something with that. And I know the HRB is going to do a walking thing soon, next week, I think. We were kind of daydreaming about how cool it would be to have a couple restaurants down there and a rooftop and a view of the falls. And like, then now you're going to pull someone over from Oregon City if you can start doing those kinds of things. But you still have to deal with parking and transportation and access. Those don't go away as issues. Those are still going to be something you have to solve.
And if I might respond to your question, in my 10 months on council now, you all can trust that Highway 43 is certainly a topic of conversation. Councilor Bielostowski in particular has taken a lot of personal interest in seeing what we can do to get serious about rezoning that area. If you all wanted that to be a topic of conversation this year, I think that would be of value because you offer a different lens on that. Because much of the lens has to do with infrastructure, transportation, and an economic development lens is a different way to look at it. So if I might kind of peek us back at the agenda, Shannon, anything else anybody wants to suggest for future goals as we wrap up that year-end report?
So I can compile all this stuff onto the document and then send it out for a last glance and any last edits. Today's Thursday, so that probably wouldn't be till Monday or Tuesday, but that would give you one last shot at making sure it's right, and then I would turn it into council. So if that works for you guys, that'll kind of be the loose plan.
Okay. I think that sounds great. Thank
you. Did we finish all the sections like challenges and stuff?
They kind of got lumped in there. Are there any challenges to add? Sounds like we had no connection.
What did we have?
We had lack of connection to dollars, not meeting in person, not having a quorum.
I heard someone say earlier, not having clear direction from council. So stick it to us, put that in your report.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'll go through and re-listen to that section of the conversation and make sure I've noted it properly. Again, you guys can do the final edit on it, but I'll painfully re-listen to this section of our meeting.
You just like hearing yourself talk, Chris.
That's oh fine. My God. So I so don't, I so do not. I don't know whose voice they put in my place, but that's not my voice.
Okay, is there anything else that feels like we're missing? Or anyone have anything else to add?
So is this goal setting thing here that we're doing here today, it's kind of a council report. It is just, what is the purpose? I mean, is it to be part of the permanent record? Is it just, I guess the genesis of that question is when we have this economic development and we start revving up, we can revise our goals, right? How does that get shown to council, or how does that get part of the record? Do we wait till next December to redo this? Because I could see a lot happening when we get someone whenever this summer and we really get our goals dialed in a different way than we ever seemingly we have in the last few years. It's kind of, that's in front of us, right?
So the goals that we will, so this document will help inform council when they meet, and I don't know if they're doing retreats this year or not, when they meet in January to start doing goal setting. Our direction comes from council. Go ahead, Todd. Sorry, you're the counselor.
No, all good. I can tell you that the one time I've been a part of this process in April, that I and I assume my fellow counselors thoroughly studied these reports in all sincerity. You didn't just produce them to produce them. We read them, and in our days long goal setting retreat, frequently, we made reference to the things we read to help guide us in our decisions. Please know that this is not just an exercise in futility, that this material really is read and utilized when we set our goals.
Okay, well then, you know, I think that the attention we get from the city council with this goal is just, okay, meh, and that's fine. They did their job in whatever that capacity was, and seemingly this is what they've done, right? I'd like to make it kind of clear to the council that we're really looking forward to having this developer working closely with them, and that there's going to be some good fireworks. You know, we don't want to, you know, we don't know what they're going to be at. But I think this, I'd like, I would hope this committee is going to be more relevant than they have been, because I think what I've seen so far, they've done good work, but it's not been to the city council, or this hasn't been recognized or relevant. I don't know which one it is, but I'd love to be able to put them on notice that we're serious about working with this development committee, this new person, she or he.
I think you just did.
Okay.
Right, Todd?
If I might say, Chris, I'm not the person that needs to hear that message.
Right. He'll get it when he does this.
Chris,
when
that and city... Chris, who would you suggest that the city might want to hear that message?
Who at the city?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's really the CM's position. The city manager is, manages the city. Well, I mean, ultimately, it's up to council to make these decisions, to make the hard decisions. But the city manager is really where we need to leverage, in my opinion, Todd. I don't know if you were thinking the same thing. But
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
If that's a message you want to deliver, and that's up to you.
Yeah.
Then, and I would encourage that message go to John and Jerry. And I promise you, if it does go to John and Jerry, they'll say to me, "Okay, did you put them up to that?" And I'll say, "Nope, that didn't come from me."
I'll get the old cube drop by, like, "Oh, hey, Chris, have a minute." It's like, what can I say? No, you're my boss.
Chris, Chris will verify I didn't bring it up.
Right. I'll take it. I'll take the heat. No, John, I would say that I love that passion and that desire, and I think we need that. I think we need some fire, and I think we need a little kick in the pants, so to speak. But this is kind of what I was talking about is, if we have a goal that we want to talk Highway 43 rezone, and council wants us to go look at waterfront, well, we're traveling in two separate directions. We all need to be on the same page. So if we're loud about what we want to go do, what we think is a good goal from an EDC perspective, I think they'll listen to that. You know, if we have that passion and that desire.
But from what I'm getting, we don't know what we want to do. We really don't have, we have some little things that have been straggling along that are legitimate. We talked about last time, this time, but we don't know I don't know that we know what we know really what we want to do. I just don't know if we can do that tonight. Can we? I guess I should ask everyone else. Can we really legitimately say that we want to take on Highway 43 and put that our note to the city council when they go to the retreat and go, "Oh, they want, you know."
I might suggest, and I hate to say wait, but once we get this professional ED person on, that might be it might be good to get their opinion as well.
Well, I propose that's exactly what we do. We wait for this person to come on, and then sit down and pal with them, to find out where they are and listen to them carefully and see if we get any direction from city council, and then make our own, then do our goal setting and really decide what you want to dive into legitimately.
But can't we, since one of the things we're supposed to do right now is complete this document, can't we put that in our goals? That doesn't mean that we can't amend it if
right.
We have negative feedback.
I agree. So, I was trying to pitch about 10 minutes ago, say, let's put it in our goals.
I think we definitely should be expansive. Well,
I agree. Remember, they want to hear what issues we want to deal with, not what goals.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
And so I'm just trying to abide by what council's instructed us to do. So
sure.
We need to keep those cranky counselors on our side.
And just for clarification, that new direction doesn't come from us. It comes from Jerry. It's from the city manager. It's his recommendation to have the CAGs share concerns and ideas rather than goals, which is fine by me.
Yeah, fair point. Yeah, that's true. Fair point.
So does that need to be phrased as a challenge, or does that need to be phrased as we see a challenge in the economic development?
It's concerning that we haven't rezoned Highway 43. It's a challenge that we have low supply. Mm-hmm. And that's a concern that we're not taking advantage of it.
I'll try to phrase it in a disgustingly bureaucratic way so that everyone rolls their eyes when they read it, but understands what I'm saying.
Is it too much to say that it's a concern that we, how do we phrase this without being at all getting ire of people, but that we haven't I'm so new to this, but it really does seem like we are not at all prepared to deal with Stafford Triangle when it comes to B. You know, as a city, we're going to be just sitting there going, oh, okay, that just breezed by us and not take advantage of it. So we need to, that's a concern that we, as a city, are not, you know, council or whatever, maybe we're not adjusting, but I don't know how to say that. I don't know what, where we really are with that, but it does seem like we're up in the night a little bit.
That's one of those things city employees don't like to talk about.
Well, it's probably nasty for them, right? I mean, get clobbered.
Chris is trying to.
I know. I'm. Yeah, that, John, you've basically gone down into a New York subway and just literally thrown yourself onto that rail. I mean, that is, if you want to get run out of town fast enough, that's the topic. No, but I swear to you, when I interviewed for the Planning Commission years ago here, that was what I brought up, was whether you agree or disagree with developing the Stafford Triangle, we still need to have a city position and a city plan for Stafford. Otherwise, to your point, we will be standing here in 10 years saying, well, why didn't we do that? And it, to me, this is where, you know,
what do those cities out in West Portland do when they got zoned into, you know, these successful communities out there, what did they do right to create a tax base and development when Metro expanded into their area? You know, Hillsborough Way or whatever, right?
A lot of the conversations we hear are, well, you know, no one wants to develop the Triangle and we want to allow people to keep their farms. Well, that's great. No one's kicking anyone out. But I think there's also some conversation that doesn't happen, which is not everyone who owns a farm in Stafford wants to keep it a farm. Some of them want to cash out and retire. So who are we to make that decision for them? But long story short is, it's a very hot and big, or it's a very big topic. And I sure hope we start tackling it one way or the other. Because by the way, Lake Oswego is. So there you know.
Is what there is Lake Oswego, what they're doing, it's public. It's probably done through similar means that we are, right?
Yeah. Everything's available online. They've had articles in the paper about it.
Yeah. Renderings
and plans.
Why create genius if we can copy some of it, you know?
Yeah.
Aren't we the only city that's not doing anything? Isn't Tualatin?
I don't know what Tualatin's doing, honestly. I think they've been having conversations about it. I know they have, and I don't know if Todd, if you've been involved or around it, but I know they've had some joint city meetings about it, but I don't know really where all that's gone. Again, it's a topic that does not get talked about around here. So
I've only been a part of one. It was earlier this summer and it was mostly just getting me up to speed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that something that's within the purview of this committee?
I'm responding to what Chris said, a joint meeting of folks from the city.
Yeah.
It's not EDC.
Yeah, it's as my I used to say something a lot around the house, and now my wife's taking it up and throws it back at me all the time, which is just so much fun. You know, plan to fail to plan. Back of that, reverse that. Fail to plan to fail. If we do not plan, whatever we want will probably not happen. So there you are.
Decision is still a decision.
Hmm.
I always say no decision is still a decision.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just kicking it into the future. Okay. Anything else that we want to add to that list? Is there, we have a, and we'll have an opportunity, from what I understand, Chris, that you'll send it out. And then if anyone wants to add something or change something before that's sent to council, we have time to do that.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get this to you guys by Tuesday of next week. And again, it's not a hard deadline, but it's sometime in mid-December, so I'd like to kind of get it done. So I'll get it to you guys Tuesday, and then maybe you guys can get it back in a day or two, and comments, or no comments, whatever.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Good feedback. Good discussion.
The next on our list is the 160-page budget report.
So If you go, oh, where'd it go? Hold up. Seriously? Hold on. So pages 23 of the report. Scroll there. I think it's page starts on around page 23 are 7 or 8 pages of city revenue and where our revenue comes from. And I thought just based on our conversation from the last meeting, this might be the beginning of doing some reading about where our money comes from.
When I was interested in what was on page 118, which was talking about, it just had a butt line for economic development. And I would love to know more about what it is spent on. I don't know if that's discussed on page 20.
It's a good question.
I'm trying to find page 118.
It's more just the line items. It just has it as.
What that is. Yeah, so when I spoke to Lauren, our finance director, I asked her 2 things. 1, can I buy you a coffee and you give me like a 30-minute primer on what all this is that I'm reading? I mean, I can read a document, but you know, hit me with the highlights, you know, maybe give me the Cliff Notes version of that kind of information. And then the other was, would you be willing to come to an EDC meeting and give us a sort of a tutorial or talk about city revenue? So she was open to both. So that's what I know so far. But she said, looking at, it's frozen now.
There it goes. It takes a second if you're skimming through all of them. It takes a minute to catch up.
Yeah, she said that she would suggest that we start just by familiarizing ourselves with starting on page 23 of the document through whatever that was, 29, I believe. And that just
gives I would suggest that we invite her to a meeting and have kind of structured discussion. I mentioned to Todd, I mean, I've done in both public and private sectors budget finance stuff, and I thought that was one of the most impressive budget documents I've seen. It's just really a very good document. I think that if she came and we could say, this is what we'd like to accomplish, these are the questions we have, it could be a very productive session.
Mm-hmm. I think that would
happy
be great.
I'm happy to set that up.
You know, I don't know when that would happen with the new economic developer, but because they're going to have that same, hopefully same similar orientation. Is that something we want to wait till we get Todd? How long, any idea how long till we get that coordinator or this person?
I don't know, John, I would have hoped the person had been in place by now.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I would speculate. You have a good chance you're going to get a, by the time you recruit, you're going to get a person who's probably already working. So it's probably realistically going to be a couple months. So I think there's some hazard, and I mean, I think it's going to be great that we get this person on, but if we delay, it could even be, you know, after the end of the first quarter.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah, I say we just jump in, get Lauren as soon as we can. And look, the more information we have, the more we have. And
there we go.
Let the chips fall after that. So okay. I'll talk to her tomorrow and see what she has available in the future. It might not be right away. So we'll just see.
Okay.
And there's been some illness kind of stuff going on in her family. So it might be a delay.
Any other questions?
Oh, well, I do think, like I said, we get a significant amount of money from the street fee that goes on the water bill from businesses. And so if I look at page 27, it looks like the streets is one of the highest, if I'm reading that right, things of the intergovernmental revenues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is 14% of the total budget.
Yeah, my question is, I'm looking at this and I haven't looked at all the numbers, is what of that is spent on economic development? How does that help our businesses? Todd.
Yeah, thanks, Shannon. Forgive me all for the suggestion, because I wasn't at the last meeting, so perhaps this is something that's already come up, but I certainly see value in us having a conversation with Lauren, and if Lauren comes to make our time with her valuable, I might suggest that two things happen. One, that we make it real clear to Lauren what our questions are, so she comes prepared to know exactly what it is we want to learn, so she can answer those. And then secondly, Chris, between you and Lauren, maybe you could communicate to us a week or so in advance, say, Lauren suggests that you acquaint yourself specifically with these pages or these sections, so that we all have a little, 20 minutes, half hour of homework that we can do ahead of time, so that we've seen stuff that she wants us to see, so we're not seeing it for the first time when she comes.
Yeah, I think that's a great suggestion.
That sounds like already what I've heard, for example, as Shannon said, so there's a line item of several $100,000 called economic development. Just help us learn what that is. How's that money being spent? What does it do? I've heard John say, we just want to generally learn more about the revenue stream into the city. What are the primary sources of revenue that come in as we can begin to think about whether or not our local economy plays a role at all in revenue generation for the city?
Yeah.
Okay, anything else about the budget report? Mm-hmm. So I was not able to be here for the rest of the DEI report discussion last time, the diversity and equity discussion. So I don't know if it was finished. I asked to have it back on the agenda, just if there were any remaining things to discuss. My questions, and I was reading through the report, there's not a lot about businesses in the report, but two things that come to my mind. There was a line item, a question about food trucks, which I think we've already kind of started by having food trucks and changing the code to allow them. We're allowing more diversity of businesses. That was a concern, at least when the report was done. So that is progress. But I don't know, Todd. I don't know if this is a Chris or Todd question, but are there trainings? Is there anything being done about equity? Or are there any issues related to encouraging businesses, diverse businesses, to land in Westland?
Anna, not to my knowledge, no. On the second part of your question, on the first part, I know that our city manager, Jerry Gabrielados, is the point person on our DEI work, and he's the one working closely with the consultant. But any overlap between economic development and this set of guidelines, I'm not aware of any at all.
I don't know of any either.
And I wasn't here for the rest of the discussion last time. If anyone else had questions, it seemed like the biggest issues facing the city, the greatest opportunities, were creating dialogues and encouraging on the committees. I mean, that was the other thing. Are we doing anything to reach out, specifically looking for diversity on our committees? I look at our own committee and we're not super diverse, except by gender. Shannon brings
I'm the minority representation.
Yes, you are a token representation, and so you know, are we doing? Is there anything as we look to recruit for this committee and other committees that we can do to encourage more diversity in business ownership? Members of the committee.
Shannon, if I heard your question correctly, I heard you make reference to being intentional about recruiting diversity in our businesses, but also did you also ask about recruiting diversity in our community advisory groups? Did I hear you correctly?
Yes.
Okay. On the first point, I can tell you I'm not aware of any, no. On the second point, I can tell you there absolutely is very intentional outreach to try to get a more diverse representation on these groups, our community advisory groups. And I know that because it's Jules Walters and I that are doing it. And for the past 2 months, I've been contacting everyone I know to see if we can generate interest among some people. And I think in this round of community advisory group appointments that we're gonna have some opportunities to do exactly what you just referred to.
Great.
I think one other thing I'd throw in there is that it might be time for the city to look at some sort of policy around when we hire people under contract, whether it's physical labor or whatever it happens to be, where we have a minority, women minority owned business type policy where we go through those first. I know Metro did that years ago when I was there and it worked really well. I can't remember what it was called and I can look it up later, but going back to how the city spends our money and are we diversifying that? So that's another option.
Yeah.
Or another avenue.
I appreciated go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I think the way we left it is that we needed to do some research, I think, on what, you know, other cities do and stuff like that. But I think the only real thing that would work to attract businesses would be some kind of incentive. You know, if the city was going to spend some of the money, economic development money or some money to, you know, waive some fees or do something to get, you know, minority businesses here. And I don't even know if that's actually legal or not.
It's a fair point.
But that's the only thing that I can think of. Like, I'm thinking, what would drive someone to want to, you know, open a business here? And it's usually going to come down to, you know, money.
Didn't Oregon just get sued and lose on a minority grant basis for business owners?
I
thought they lost based off of the fact that they were doing it for minorities only, and they determined that they had to do it for everybody instead of targeting minorities.
The state of Oregon or Oregon City? What did you? I'm sorry.
State of Oregon. Okay. It was the state of Oregon, and it was through that. I think it came through the Federal CARES Act. The state got some money to give to businesses, and they decided they were going to target minority businesses. And then there was a non-minority that sued and ended up winning. I'll Google it real quick.
Yeah, it's interesting. Because I mean, the women minority-owned business for contracts has been around for a long, long time, not long enough, but I was just saying, I appreciated the community member who came last time and just said, just having this conversation is a huge start to helping businesses feel comfortable and welcoming. And so it's being intentional in our language and in whatever is going out, whether it's the marketing, or like you said, having a video encouraging businesses to come here, allowing food trucks, which has a much smaller startup cost than a full restaurant. You know, are there ways that we can encourage businesses to start? And I don't know the answer to that as a committee, but is there something we can look at and what the city's doing?
Yeah, I just found it. It says Oregon settles second lawsuit over pandemic aid earmarked for Black Oregonians.
So it was pandemic aid. Okay.
Sued them over there. Sure,
that might be something we could do when we're researching what other communities have done as far as economic development. That could be one subcategory, is what have you done to increase diversity in your business community?
Yeah. Anything? I think that was the last item. Let me look really fast. There's nothing else from the equity report. Any items of interest from EDC members? Any other items?
Well, that's uninteresting. Sam.
Well, I usually have a report from the Clackamas County, but we don't meet in November and December, so I don't have anything to report there. Okay. Moving on. I think we've already done this. Oh, no, this is update open EDC positions.
Yeah, so we'll have three open positions at the end of this month. We had two people apply to fill those positions. I believe Russell was one of them, and someone else that I don't know. I certainly am not part of that decision-making process, but my guess is that Russell will be reappointed. But don't go, you know, same when I have no idea, truly don't. So that if that's the case, we'll still have one open position that will remain open until filled. But that might be an opportunity for us to someone to go out and try and recruit someone in, you know. And then just as an FYI, based on the way the code for the CAGs is laid out, at our next meeting, we will need to appoint a chair and vice chair, because those are 1 year, even though Shannon started about 4 months ago in the positions they're in. It can still be Shannon, but we have to go through that process of reappointing, approving, and then we move on with the new chair and vice chair, or same vice chair and chair. So that's coming up at our next meeting as well.
If we don't fill that position, do we have to have 4 people for a quorum, or does that make it 3 people for a quorum?
Yeah, it's still 7. It's still a 7-person committee. 4 is your quorum. Yep. Okay. Yep. So that does make it a little more challenging. You know, maybe everyone can think long and hard about someone that might be available to and interested to do so.
Todd, did you have a question? I thought I saw you. Okay.
I think that was confirmation of 4 people for a quorum. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And is there a deadline for these, or is just until filled?
Well, so council has been doing interviews for all the CAGs, planning commission, etc. And I believe they're making decisions on Monday at the Monday meeting. So the typical program is they do this in December, so everyone starts in January. But of course, you lose people in the middle of the year, etc. So. That 7th spot of ours, it'll remain open. It'll just get filled whenever anyone applies to do so. Yeah. And again, the chair and vice chair is just an annual thing. I believe the council may be discussing clarifying the language on how many times you can do that in a row. But I don't want to speak out of turn because I don't know if that's officially a conversation or not. I believe it's 2 I believe it's 2 years in a row, but I believe the code says 2 terms. And so there's been some discussion that some people feel a term is your length of time that you're committed to. Anyway, doesn't matter. It's not a big deal for us. So that's where that is.
Great. Anything else?
I nominate Shannon.
What's that?
I said I nominate Shannon.
It's too soon. Not yet.
Is that a collective Shannon?
Yeah, that's right.
Specific spelling of Shannon. The Shannons, we're taking over.
Yeah, it's the Shannon. It's just this.
Okay, well, if we have nothing else, we're actually 2 minutes early of our hour and a half. So use that time wisely.
Right.
And thank you everyone for participating and being here, that we have a quorum this time around.
Yep.
Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays to everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you. I'm going to end recording now.
Okay. Good to know y'all. Have a good night.
Yeah. Good night.